You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. And if you couldn't tell already, we have a very special show, and I am tooting my own horn because this is Matthew Peck. I will be hosting this show, and I'm also joined by a very special guest as well. His name is Joe Anderson, and we're going to be sort of expanding the SHP universe today amongst many different things as we continue to provide as much valuable information as we possibly can. So we do have a great show. So we're going to be talking to Joe, who is a great member of the team, and want to get, you know, find out a little bit about his background and what brought him to SHP, and what in his opinion, what makes us different, as well as some of the concerns that he's seeing. You know, I think that when Derek and Keith and some of the, you know, older partners here, I mean, we're seeing a lot of people, and so we're seeing sort of specific concerns. But you know, what a great question to ask is, you know, what's the rest of the team seeing? What's the rest of the firm seeing? With some of the people that Joe is meeting with, whether it's on the North Shore or South Shore, wherever that may be. In our second segment, Derek actually will be back here with attorney Keith McManus, and they'll be talking about whether or not your estate plan is up to date. I mean, we all do those things right off the bat, and you like to think that the paperwork kind of still holds its value, but time passes, and things change in everyone's life. I mean, life happens, basically. So you're really going to really want to pay attention to that particular segment to find out, okay, are your estate planning documents up to date? On the third segment, we'll be talking about our book, sort of a new way of learning on the go. And so we have a great program or a great offer that we'll be talking about a little bit later on today. And it's just another way of sort of getting this information into your head, whether it is, again, listening to the radio, whether it's the white papers that we produce or whatever that may be. We're going to have a great offer a little bit later on about our books and how, as I said, another great way of learning on the go. Of course, we'll have our market report by yours truly. And then our retirement roadmap recap at the end as well. So without much further ado, I'd like to bring on Mr. Joe Anderson. And how are you, my friend?
Thanks, Matt. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's like, you know, as I said, Derek's not here. Keith's away on vacation. So it's pretty much just you and I. So I have the honor of welcoming you first to the Retirement Roadmap radio show. And do you have a lot of radio background, or is this, how does this feel so far?
No, this is definitely my first radio experience, but enjoying it so far. I was on TV last week. That was kind of cool as well.
Yeah.
So dipping my toe in here a little bit with the different media platforms we got going on.
No, absolutely. And I just thought, you know, as I mentioned towards the beginning about how, you know, people hear us on the radio, and then sometimes they'll say, okay, wait, am I meeting with Matt or a meeting with Derek or Keith? And so we wanted to, sort of really introduce all of our listeners to, you know, different members of the team. I mean, I was joking around, you know, because I'm kind of a geek, so I was, you know, joking around about, you know, Marvel Universe and all those Avenger movies where you have everybody there and you're learning all the...
Iron Man.
Iron Perfect, yeah. So we're learning, you know, the backstories of all the sort of these, you know, characters, and at the same time, we wanted to do that too. I mean, we talk about the importance of teamwork, about how everything that SHP does is because we have, the, you know, the service team and the advisors like yourself and Mark and Patrick and Laura and others to, you know, the final product is this group effort. And, you know, yes, you know, Derek, Keith, and myself are kind of on the radio a lot, and not to say that, you know, we get sort of all the highlights, but we wanted to really expand it and introduce the team members on. So, you know, why don't you, Joe, for a little bit, just kind of introduce yourself to our listeners and how did you find your way to SHP?
Yeah, so I grew up in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. I'm one of the only SHP team members that grew up north of Boston. But when I was at Lynnfield High School, I took my first economics class, and that's kind of what turned me on to at least the financial world. So what I did is I went to UMass Amherst. There I graduated with an economics degree, and I went out on my own, and I joined a mutual fund company out of downtown Boston. But there I really kind of experienced the investment side of our industry, mm-hmm. and a lot of the pieces that were frustrating to me, it just felt was the lack of service. Mm. So what I was doing is I was on the phone with either shareholders who are invested in our mutual funds or advisors similar to us who put their clients into those funds. What I was hearing was just two types of conversations every day. I heard a lot from shareholders who either hadn't spoken with their advisor in a few years, or some of them actually just didn't remember who the individual was, believe it or not. They popped them in a fund one time, mm-hmm. could have got a commission from them to do that, even could have been continuing to receive some sort of trail as well. No sort of service, no sort of value for that type of expense. And then advisors were asking me a lot more bottom line talk, kind of what is it going to do for them? What were mm-hmm. they going to get paid? And to be honest, I got so frustrated with it, I actually almost left the financial industry completely.
Wow, yeah, you're that disillusioned by it.
Yeah, I said, is this really what it's all about? Making a quick buck off of somebody who just doesn't know any better? Mm. It's not right. But fortunately for me, it lit a fire under me to where I said, I can do this better than a majority of the industry is doing it. So I went out on my own. I joined another firm out of downtown Boston as well as a quote-unquote financial advisor. But I use quotes there because I know a lot of the frustrations of you, Derek, and Keith as well. They were associated with an insurance company. So mm-hmm. all they wanted me to do was sell life insurance or annuities. It didn't matter who the individual was, didn't matter what their situation was. It was same solution, one size fits all. And to be honest with you, what drew me to SHP was our fiduciary aspect. The fact that we are working in the best interest of our clients. We're not pigeonholing ourselves to either one side of the industry or the other. We utilize any tool that's available to us that can get the client to where they want to go. And I feel that's lacking.
Oh, for sure. And I think too, I mean, that aspect of, you know, being independent and being able to kind of, you know, I think we all sort of came from a similar background too, of just being completely sort of, you know, as I said, disillusioned by how the industry was working and really how it was serving people. And so, you know, in the limited time that we have, I mean, you know, when you do see people, is there one concern that people have? I mean, like, you know, because it's kind of tough because you might see somebody on one day and be like, okay, that was their biggest concern. But has there been a kind of a common thread that as people have been coming in, and primarily in our Woburn office, but as people have been coming in, has there been one recent main concern that has been really popping up for people?
For me, it's one I hear probably every day is they just don't want to run out of money. And
yeah.
I think that's a pretty common fear among a lot of people. They go from 40 plus years of being savers to have to be spenders.
Yeah.
They're signing up for 20, 30 plus years of unemployment. They have no idea how that transition is going to work. They just focus on one number, building it to a certain number. For some reason, everybody has $1 million sitting in their
right.
head. But I just find a lot of people are just in fear of losing their lifestyle when they do retire. They don't want to take a step back and a lot of the times I feel like they have to.
Well, and I think, yeah, thanks, Joe. I mean, that's the point too, where it's like when people give their notice to their boss, they don't want to have to do that again. You know, or they don't have to take that back, you know. And so I can see that because, I mean, imagine, you know, you've worked that long. You're finally going to make this big decision to retire. And, there's the thought that you're going to mess that up or that you're going to outlive your assets or that you're going to be 75, still healthy and still active, but not have any money and now have to, you know, go to a Home Depot and work because you have to, not because you want to. So if anyone that's listening, if you're having similar concerns, we highly recommend that you, you know, pick up the phone and just come into one of our offices, whether it's Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, whatever that may be. Come get your questions answered. Can you retire? Will you outlive your assets? We can lease, you know, with our roadmap process, walk you through to find out, to show you kind of where you're going to end up. And for better or for worse, at least you're going to have a lot more confidence going into retirement. That number is 1-800-227-7777 to schedule your complimentary visit today. Again, 1-800-227-7777. We'll be right back, joined by Derek Gregoire and Keith McManus. Stick around.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we asked the question before the break, and we want to ask you again, how do you know if your estate plan is up to date? And what does that actually mean? To bring up this conversation and continue this conversation, I'll bring Keith McManus on from McManus Estate Planning. How are you doing, Keith?
Really well, Derek. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us, as always. Basically, this topic is really important because week in, week out, for years, I don't know, 10, 15 years we've been on the radio, maybe not 15 years, but 10, we talk about the importance of having a roadmap. And we've tried to let everyone know the importance of a roadmap is looking at having a plan that covers all areas of retirement. The problem is, in my opinion, financial planning for clients is very underserved, meaning they get a pile of statements, they get, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, and that's their plan. But when you get close to retirement, even before, but especially when you're close or in retirement, having a plan that addresses so much more than just investments is crucial. Like, where is your income going to come from? Is that just show up in the mailbox every month? Or do you have to have a plan for that? How about taxes? Do you want to just keep on paying the same taxes with taxes probably going up? Or do you want to see if there's ways to address that? Healthcare. We know the cost of healthcare keeps going up, continues to go up. Long-term care. What's the plan there? And finally, everyone here is just talking about estate planning. What does that mean? And that's what we want to talk about today, because so many folks come into us, you'd be surprised, you wouldn't be surprised, Keith, because you see this as well, and they'll have $2-3 million, right? And yeah. I'm going through getting to know them better and be like, all right, what's your estate plan? What's your will, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, trust? Like, what do you mean? We don't have any of that.
Oh.
And it's amazing to me. It's not like it's, and I understand why people get busy in life.
Yeah.
And they just kind of put things aside. But it's important to make sure you have not only an estate plan to have those documents in place, but also you have to make sure two things are set up, the estate plan as well as the financial side. So if you want to maybe explain what that means.
Absolutely, Derek. And this is something, as an estate planning attorney, I see this all the time. You could all but put money down that I'm going to see it every single week.
Yeah.
Clients will walk into the conference room. They'll sit down with me and they'll say something like, Keith or Attorney McManus, or however they want to address me, they'll say, here's my estate plan. And I did it in 2011 or something like that. And they'll usually be pretty proud of it. They'll show it to me. It's a big stack of papers. And they'll push it across the table and say, is this still good? Is this still legal? You know, is this still a good estate plan? Now, to know what is required to answer that question, as you correctly said, there's two parts to it. One are the legal documents. That's obvious. We want to make sure that the documents are up to date. We want to make sure that they've got a trust-based estate plan as opposed to a will-based estate plan.
Sure.
And that everything's been documented and kept up to speed. Second, though, before we can answer the question as to whether any particular set of documents is okay, I can't answer that question unless I know, what are the financials? What are the assets? Is this a $500,000 estate? Is it a $5 million estate? Is it a $50 million estate? So just saying, here are the legal documents, won't give me the information I need to answer the question. I need to know, what assets are we looking to protect, and what are the goals of this client? Most of the time when someone does that, and I look at the documents, there's some things that I can immediately take away. Number one is we had a major change in the law in Massachusetts in 2012. Did you know that we have a brand new Massachusetts Uniform Probate Code and a brand new Massachusetts Uniform Trust Code? Those were signed in 2012. So if people come in and they say my estate documents were signed before 2012, they don't have this language in them. And they've missed out on a number of advantages that these new codes have given us. Secondly, if they're saying, here are my documents, it tells me that when they initially created this estate plan, the attorney or the financial advisors that helped them put this together may not have funded the trust, because the funding of the trust, connecting the assets to the trust, connecting the fuel to the engine, if you will, is such an important process that it really sticks in the minds of clients.
Yeah.
When they come through McManus estate planning, they know that funding the trust is a critical piece. And through SHP Financial, you guys are funding trusts left and right. You know exactly how to do it.
Well, it's part of our process.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge,
it's a given.
It's a given, exactly, but a lot of folks come in, they don't have that.
Right.
And we're not trying to say, you know, I can't believe you didn't do that. We're just trying to help you out and maybe see if it's time.
Exactly.
To get that checked out.
Right.
And because if you have a trust, that's like having a car in the garage with an engine, but you have no gas in it. It's not going to really, it looks nice. The paperwork looks nice, but you're not going to do much with it. Or if you have if you're not funding it, if you're not titling the trust, you need the gasoline, obviously, to go with the car, and then it runs off, then it runs great. And you enjoy it and it does what it's supposed to do. Where same thing, if you have a trust in the documents, and you tie in your financials to make sure beneficiaries are up to date, ownership has changed, whatever is appropriate for the trust that you have, then it works like it's supposed to.
Exactly. And I think another major point for people to hear is that not all trusts are the same. So just because you have a trust, or just because you have trusts, plural, and you move assets into it, that's not the end of the story. You still need to look at the financials and know, what is the size of this estate? How much can this trust actually absorb in taxes? And is the estate larger than that? You know, many trusts, when they're involving tax-based scenarios for people who have a taxable estate of over $1 million in Massachusetts, they'll create marital credit shelter trusts, which is a great first step, but it's only going to absorb a certain amount of tax.
Sure.
If their estate's larger than that, which it often is, as the years pass by, then we need to add additional layers on. So just having the foundational documents might only cure part of the problem, or might only just cure probate, which is a valid thing to cure, but there are so many other goals. Some people that are coming in, they've had additional children, they've had grandchildren since they've done it, they've had marriages, they've had divorces. There have been all kinds of different financial situations that can come to play, and all of that has to be factored into the estate plan. So we generally recommend to clients, review your estate plans every 2 to 3 years. At McManus Estate Plan, this is a fairly unique feature. We do not charge for phone calls and emails with clients.
Yep.
So we want that correspondence. We want to know what's going on. Has there been a change in health? Has there been a change in wealth? Has there been a change in your marital status?
And has there been a change in the documents from a tax or legal perspective that we need to inform you of?
Well, a lot of times people listening, they say this might sound overwhelming with all the tax credits and the laws and whatnot. But the real reason we're bringing this to your attention is there's a lot of ways that we may be able to help you and your family beyond just managing your money in a portfolio. And that's where we start. We always start by building. Depends, actually. Sometimes we had a client where Keith, they came in a couple of years ago and Keith said, hey, you have a really important need. Before we get to help you on the financial side, you have a lot of like estate planning and trust planning that really needs to be put in place. So he had sent them to you first. They handled that, then came back to SHP. And then we built out the rest of their plan when it comes to income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and then legacy. So if you're listening right now and you say, you might be listening and say, I have a trust that's doing well, I feel good about it, but I want a second opinion. Or you might be listening and saying, I don't even know what this is. It sounds like a lot of work, but I want to make sure I know my options and what they are in retirement, especially when it comes to estate planning. Because there are some important documents that everyone should really have. Regardless of where you are, don't feel like you're coming in underprepared. That's what we're here to do, is to help you walk through this process to see what is appropriate and what might not be appropriate for your particular situation. But to take advantage, you have to just give us a call. And we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Pick up the phone, call 800-227-7777. Just say you want to set up an estate planning review to make sure your estate is not only up to date, but that it's connected to your financial assets, your financials. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate all of that. It's Matthew Peck here, kind of chiming in on Derek and Keith here. When we come back, how do you sort of, you know, take down your information nowadays? Are you reading it? Are you listening to it on a podcast? Are you going online? Whatever that may be. Stick around, because we have a great offer as a way to learn on the go, to take our book with you no matter where you are. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777, that's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. So we've already covered the fact that a new introduction to the SHP, well, I wouldn't say new. Joe's been here for a fair amount of time, to say the least, but certainly new to the radio program. So we went a little backstory on our friend Joe Anderson, as well as some helpful information from attorney Keith McManus on keeping your estate plan up to date. So to now, this segment, we want to talk about different ways of, you know, getting great information. And what's amazing about modern media is how sort of portable it is. I mean, we all have, you know, what was that amazing thing about how there's more computing power in your iPhones and cell phones than there was that put a man on the moon, you know? So we're walking around with amazing pieces of machinery on us at all times. But this also kind of gets into things like podcasts and audio versions of the book. And that's what we're giving away today. So take it on the go, because we're offering a free audio version of our Retirement Roadmap book. Just text SHP book to 21,000. That's SHP book to 21,000 for your free copy. So in this segment, we're going to discuss some important information that's covered in our book that could relate to your retirement. We're going to talk to people about how what we do on a daily basis, which is help them through that fundamental shift in their lives. I mean, you've been working sometimes as early as 12 years old, if not earlier, and now, 30, 40, 50 years later, now you go from a life full of, blood, sweat, and tears to enjoying the fruits of your labor. And that's not an easy transition. So that's obviously part of our process and part of what we do. And also because, retirees are so active, they have so much to look forward to in retirement, and you need to plan for that. You know, I said in an earlier segment about how, the biggest concern, or what Joe mentioned, the biggest concern that he gets on a daily basis is, will I outlive my assets? And it's almost like, as I mentioned, we feel that sort of, uncertainty and anxiety about giving your notice in to your boss and then just saying, like, I hope I did the right thing. I hope I can retire now and I didn't do this too early. So those are all areas that we, certainly speak to. But altogether, in our complimentary Retirement Roadmap book, we cover the major areas you should have, you should and need to plan for in retirement: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. So again, text SHP to 21,000 for our free audio book. So SHP book to 21,000. All right. So we talk about the foundation of any retirement is income. So whether you're 85 or whether you're 15, you need income, because how are you going to pay your bills? Because no matter what the market's doing, bills still come, right? So in the first section, we talk about income planning, about how you need to finance 30 years without a paycheck besides Social Security. So how are we going to do this? Or Joe, how are we going to do this?
So, like I said in the first segment, basically, individuals really focus on the wrong number. They focus on that number that they have to accumulate in order to live the lifestyle that they want. For us, we really focus a lot more on the income gap, basically between what they have coming in guaranteed sources, things like pensions, Social Security, and what they need to live in their lifestyle and retirement. And that's really what they need to focus on, is how much income are they going to need to live that lifestyle. But also, one area that I think is overlooked there is inflation, and how inflation affects that growth, or affects the purchasing power that they have to spend those dollars in retirement.
Well, it's funny you say that about inflation, too. I think oftentimes they talk about how inflation affects people differently, right? Because inflation, if you are a cell phone guy or big electronics guy, you're like, inflation's not that bad, because, certain technological things are a lot cheaper than they were 5, 10, 20 years ago, or at least, they haven't really gone up in prices. But if you're a retiree, it's different. Because health insurance has a certain inflation factor that might not be affected by, global supply chains and everything else. And so you really do need to plan for inflation, because it affects people differently. It affects retirees differently than it does someone in their 20s and it does somebody in their 40s, because it depends on what you're buying. Right?
That's right. And honestly, unfortunately, Social Security doesn't always increase with inflation rates either. So it's something you have to plan for, as well as maybe your Social Security won't grow as much as what you need it to.
Or it certainly gets, gobbled right up by the Medicare, increase right. as well. So, kind of summarize, the foundation is income, but you need to make sure that you have your budget, your expenses, how much does that lifestyle cost, and then what's it going to go up with inflation? All right. So the next thing we talk about within the book is investment planning. You know, like how would the 08 financial crisis have affected you if you're about to retire then? Have you stress tested your portfolio? And so, you know, so again, Joe, I mean, so we're sitting with, you know, with a client, you know, they're coming into our Woburn office, they're seeing Jen, you know, having a nice cup of coffee or, you know, some of those sugary muffins or whatever we whatever we do up there. So how much does, you know, 08 loom in your client's eyes? And, you know, and how much are they worried about a big market downturn?
It's funny because I feel like individuals have a short-term memory on stuff like that sometimes. 08 seems so far away to a lot of these people, but they also remember the pain. They also remember the fear of seeing a market crash like that. And a lot of individuals are still worried, especially as they enter retirement, about a correction. You give an example, an individual with $1 million, they need 4% a year, that rule of four. Mm-hmm. They're going to take out 40 grand a year, but the market corrects itself 20%. They just gave back 5 years of retirement income in one single year. And what are they going to need next year?
Right.
More income. So the issue falls, or I find a lot of individuals think that they're in one area, that they're a lot more protected than they necessarily are. And then when we run those stress tests, it's really an eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah, and because we talk about that, I mean, how, because we talk about income, you know, initially, I mean, how would a big loss affect your, you know, affect your lifestyle, affect your expenses? Can you afford to lose that type of money? I mean, that's why we talk, you know, at the very, very segment, you talked about, you know, the lack of service and people just sort of selling mutual funds to people and moving on. I mean, that's why you need this comprehensive financial planning. I mean, you need someone to have a great idea of what your income is, as well as your investments, because they have to match. They have to match your goals. They have to match your risk tolerance at this point in time. And we really, you know, again, cover all of that approach in our book. As I mentioned, we're giving it away for free, but it's a nice little audio book. So again, text SHP book to 21,000 to get a free audio version of our book. Again, SHP book 21,000 to get a free audio version. All right, so we know that the income plan is the foundation. We know the investment plan has to match the income plan and the expenses to make sure that they don't outlive their money and that their lifestyle is sustainable. So now, what about tax planning? You know, many people do tax preparing, you know, and they work with a CPA, but not necessarily tax planning. So what's some of the areas that you talk about when it comes to tax planning for clients?
So taxes are currently on sale right now with the new Trump tax bill, but we know that that's set to sunset or run out at the end of 2025. So come 2026, we know taxes are set to at least increase at that point. But one thing I feel like we hear all the time, or at least it's a fear of a lot of retirees, is the solvency of Social Security. Are they going to be able to continue to pay that out? Now, we're not in the belief that they're going to stop paying out Social Security, but we do believe that there's going to have to be an increase in taxes in order to sustain that. Now, for us, the low-hanging fruit, those required minimum distributions come 70 and a half, whether you need that money or not, you're going to have to start pulling at roughly a 4% clip. And that keeps going every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So really for us, we're trying to create some diversification in terms of taxes too. I feel a lot of people have all pre-tax money. They retire with 401ks or IRAs or 403bs. Now they're going to have to begin drawing on that. You don't want to have all of your money in a pre-tax form, because Uncle Sam's a partial owner of that. And he gets to dictate the percentage ownership that he has in your family business.
Well, and it's such a good point too about the tax diversification nature of things. And what I mean is, you know, I wouldn't say everybody that we see, but certainly a very high majority of people that we see have a very high majority of their assets in 401ks and IRAs and 403bs and pre-tax dollars. And as Joe, as you were just saying, Uncle Sam owns a chunk of that, and we need to buy him out at the lowest possible bracket. And if tax is on sale, you know, sooner rather than later, but you certainly need a process for it. You need to make sure that you know what tax bracket or the tax implications would be. So you work with an advisor, you work with a CPA to make sure that gets done. Now we're kind of up against it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the next two by myself. I'm going to blast through them. But a fourth part of the process is healthcare planning. According to a recent study by Fidelity, a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need an average of $275,000 to cover medical expenses throughout retirement. So you need to plan for it. You need to budget for it. You need to understand how Medicare works, how long-term care works. And again, it's all in the book. All you have to do is text SHP book to 21,000. And then last but not least, and certainly Attorney McManus helps speak to it as well, is legacy planning. You know, we need to understand how our clients care about their loved ones and the beneficiaries, and we want to help find them, find ways to pass on their wealth in the most effective way possible. So all in all, do you know that the most deaths on Mount Everest occur on the way down, not on the way up? You've already made it up to the mountain. You've worked and saved, and now we want to help you down the mountain safely. We specialize this. I mean, this is basically what we, you know, it's our passion. It's what we eat, breathe, and sleep every single day. You can ask my wife. She will tell you that this is what all I talk about. So there are so many pieces of the puzzle when it comes to retirement and so much to know. Again, that's why we wrote our Retirement Roadmap book, which you can get for no cost by texting SHP book to 21,000. Again, text SHP book to 21,000. Up next, we'll be talking about, actually, we'll be joined by Joe and Matt again, but we'll be talking about our market report and what's been going on in both the trade war as well as GDP. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Retirement Roadmap Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm your host today, Matthew Peck, joined by Joe Anderson. In this segment, you know, well, let me actually back up a little bit. So far, we've covered, you know, the reason why Joe's with us and kind of the difference that SHP makes. Secondly, we were joined by Attorney McManus that talked about updating your estate planning documents or when to know. In the last segment, we talked about our, you know, learning on the go, about an audio version of our retirement roadmap book, all the things that it covers and the ways to get it, which is text SHP book to 21,000, of course. And my producer is pointing at me right now to make sure I remind you all. So that's what we talked about so far. And in this segment, we talk about the SHP Financial Market Report. Well, normally Derek sort of tees me up, so I'll kind of go right into it. But on a weekly basis, you know, we like to just provide up-to-date information about what's happening in the market. You know, sometimes it is a very simple sort of more of a dictionary, like, hey, here's some terminology that you need to know about, okay, what is risk tolerance and you know, how do bonds work with interest rates? You know, kind of more fundamental things. And then occasionally we talk about, okay, what's actually happening in the market? And over the past couple of weeks, there's been a lot sort of happening and really on the economic front. You know, we really, as sort of long-term planners, you know, we do spend a lot of our time focusing on the borderline economy or underlying economic numbers to find out, all right, are we in good shape? And, you know, will the bull run continue or is a recession imminent? And so there's been a lot of activity recently in these two areas. So the first, let me focus on the Fed. You know, Chairman Powell got together, you know, a week or so ago, and to no one's really surprise, they cut rates for the third time. So the third time now in 2019, even though if you fast forward a year ago, there was no intention of cutting interest rates in 2019, but the Fed has followed through on what the markets were anticipating, which was a cut in July, a cut in September, and now a cut in October. So they've lost 75 basis points to kind of offset the negative impact on the trade war, which I'm also going to get to in a moment. So the markets had anticipated this and kind of priced this in. But what was really interesting on the report that Chairman Powell released was the fact that they're indicating that they're going to be taking a pause, that the cuts won't necessarily continue. Of course, we shall see about that. But it was interesting to find out some of the guidance that the Fed was saying to say, look, we kind of cut this as sort of an insurance policy. You know, let's make sure that if there's any type of recessionary headwinds really growing, we want to kind of cut it off or nip it in the bud now. And by keeping credit easy, they're sort of taking away one of the hallmarks of a kickoff to recession, which is credit tightening, or it's harder to get money, where they want to keep it more easy, easy to take out money, which usually helps prevent or at least push back the onset of a recession at that point in time. And also, and part of the reason why they were able to do that is that GDP numbers came in really well. The for quarter three, most the markets had anticipated a 1.6% growth in the United States gross domestic product or GDP, and it came back in at 1.9%. And that's huge. I mean, you think like, 1.6 to 1.9%. Well, okay, so what? And it's like, well, for a massive trillion, whatever it is, trillions and trillions dollar economy, those little percentage points make a huge difference. So the economy came in a little bit. Now, again, under 2%, which we'd love to always be higher than 2%. But 1.9 for the economy at our size is a great number in the middle of what's going on, such as the ongoing trade battle. There has been some thawing, if you will, of some of the relationship, because China's hurting too. I mean, really no one's winning right now. So it's like this battle of attrition where China's not really winning, but they don't want to back down. And the United States obviously has felt the pain too, in specific, it's really certain areas even more so than others. But both parties are just saying like, look, no one's really winning with this. I don't necessarily see this long-term agreement and this big, amazing deal being signed anytime soon. But at the same time, if they can just not escalate it any further, especially going into the holiday season where you're going to see a lot of people obviously buying and, consuming, which is great for the economy, you'll sort of see like this little truce go on, hopefully. And so that's also led to some of the recent run-up in the markets as they're kind of feeling a little bit more positive that the relationship might not be getting better, but at least it's not getting any worse. And then lastly, they had some great job numbers that came in. The September report, again, exceeded expectations. So these are all things that are, were relatively positive as the bull market kind of steams on, or seems to at least. These are sort of the economic reasons behind them that we sort of feel confident about, and we put out in our webinars and things along those lines. So that is a very, very quick update on what's been happening in the markets over the past couple of weeks. And so for anyone that does want to sign up for our e-newsletter, we put that out on a weekly basis. And that's some information about ourselves and the company and what's going on in Social Security, like Joe mentioned earlier about, the potential underfunding of Social Security that's happening there. So, and then as I mentioned about what's happening in the markets. So on a weekly basis, we get that out. But if you would like to sign up for that, just go onto our website, shpfinancial.com, and then go to e-newsletter sign up, and you'd be able to sign up that right there, and we'll get that off to you. So thanks for listening. So we have a little bit of time left. Not much, Joe. Sorry. Sometimes the sound of my own voice just takes me away, at that point in time. But I'll try to ask a very pointed question in the time that we have left over. Volatility, risk, when it comes to the markets, I mean, are people, pretty scared nowadays, or what are you getting out there when you take the temperature on people's feelings about the markets?
A lot of people, it ends up being kind of which way they lean politically a lot of the time, depending on how they feel about the market. But I do think there's one consensus that there is a belief that there needs to be some sort of pullback. We've been running since 2008. That's 11 years.
Yes.
People are just conscious of that, I think. But people do still feel pretty good about, like you just said, all these numbers are still showing very strong signals.
And it's great too, Joe, about that for all of our listeners, because we did do it for our webinar for our existing clients. But for everyone out there, as best you can, try to check politics at the door, you know, because, you know, the sort of Republicans missed out during some of the Obama year sort of growth, and Democrats missed out some of the growth that happened in the Bush years, and Democrats, you know, that lean that way might be missing out on some of the growth that's happened during the Trump years, you know, because they're you know, they let their politics lead. Right. So as a quick reminder for everybody, as best you can, when it comes to be as cold blooded as possible when it comes to investing. But OK, we're out of time here. Sorry. So just to wrap up, we'll be coming back for our retirement roadmap recap when we back. But this is the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, this is our final segment here, and this is on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, and this is our Retirement Roadmap Recap segment. What we've covered so far today is a little bit of Joe Anderson's history, and number one, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. I'll be kicking it back over, and thank you, for everyone, for bearing with us both. I've never hosted before, and Joe is, you know, he's relatively new to the radio gig, too, so thanks for putting up with all of our ums and whatever else, whatever all of, you know, ticks that we have there. But yeah, so we covered the you know, a little bit of Joe's history and why, you know, why he's such a good fit for us here and why he was such a valuable member of the team. Attorney McManus talked about the updating your estate planning documents, and then we also spent a lot of time talking about the new audio, the free offer to get the audio book that we're also putting out there as well. But Joe, basically, you know, normally we do like a sort of a, you know, your biggest takeaway. But you had a great, your client showed a great story with you the other day. So I'd love you to share it with our listeners.
Yeah. So I find it funny. I feel a lot of people have a preconceived notion of what it is a financial advisor is, what they do. But obviously, as you heard kind of from my intro story, we're a lot different than those other people. Basically, I had two clients. They went to Arizona over the winter time, and they were driving through the desert, and I'm not going to tell you who was driving, but I think the ladies and gentlemen of the audience can probably tell who. One of them was driving. They look down at the dashboard, see that they have about 137 miles to go. They did this as they looked and saw a sign that said 100 miles to the next gas station. Kept going. Didn't even stop. Just decided, you know what? We're good to go. We're going to keep going. As they're driving, that gap between that 100 and that 137, it started to get a little bit tighter, a little bit close for comfort. They finally pulled into the gas station with 6 miles left in their tank. A few miles down the road, they finally get to their hotel. First thing the woman behind the desk asked them is, wasn't that the most spectacular drive you've ever seen? They didn't even notice. They're too busy paying attention to that gas tank. At the end of the day, what you hire an advisor for, especially as you enter retirement, is specifically that. Our job is to watch the gas tank at this point. Yeah. You should be enjoying that ride. And I thought it was just a perfect parallel because you don't want, it's not the time or the place to all of a sudden become a financial expert. You've mm-hmm. probably done something else in your lifetime, whether you're an engineer or you're a nurse or you're a doctor or whatever you are, you're not a financial expert. So it's important to take that step back, get a little bit of clarity on how this transition is really going to work, so you have that peace of mind to enjoy the ride, not just be concerned about watching your gas tank.
Which is true. I mean, sometimes we talk about that, and thanks for that, Joe. I mean, we talk about the gas tank, about being the markets, and I always get a kick out of when clients, you know, sit down for our, you know, for their reviews. They're like, hey, what's been happening? And I'm like, oh, well, this is, you know, the Fed does this, but the markets do this. He's like, oh, I haven't paid attention at all. And it's like, that's wonderful. You know what I mean? Like, yes,
that's right.
Obviously, we're not telling people to not pay attention. I mean, if you want to, if you get a kick out of it, go ahead and do it. But I like to think, you know, and even for myself that is dedicated, and us that have dedicated our lives to it, I like to think that there's more to life than following what the Dow does on a daily basis. Now, we do it, obviously, because it's our jobs. You know, our job is to watch that gas tank. Our job is to, you know, help you with that transition through retirement. And, you know, but, and that's why it's just so rewarding when clients come in and they allow us to do their job and they're off fishing with their grandkids or golfing or traveling or whatever that may be. So I love that story because it really shows the fact that if our eyes and our noses are just in the markets all day and on that gas tank all day, then there's going to be some beautiful things that you're going to miss, you know, along the way.
That's right.
You know, so thanks again, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. Wanted to remind everybody, as I mentioned, that we are a couple of things. Number one, for anyone that listens to podcasts, all of these shows are recorded on your podcast level. So you can either go onto our website to find out more information, which is shpfinancial.com, or certainly download us onto whatever audio cast, you know, system that you use. And then also too, remember, we're giving away a free audio version of the Retirement Roadmap book. Again, text SHP book to 21,000. And again, that's SHP book to 21,000 for a free audio version of a Retirement Roadmap book, which really kind of sums all this up. You know, so even if you're driving right now, hopefully you can, you know, look at the road, of course, or whether you're at your kitchen table. That book itself, an audio version, great learning on the go. And again, to get a version of that, it is SHP book. Text that to 21,000. Thanks again, everybody. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for listening. Thanks, we'll see you next week.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.